Lamont and Tonelli.
And now it's time for 69.
69, jabroni.
Oh, yeah.
69 over here.
You know that we all love 69.
Papa, like at a 69.
Uh-huh.
69, bro.
Hey, now it's time for 69.
It's time to talk football with old number 69, Mike McGlinchey. Who doesn't love 69?
Sponsored by Pacific Catch West Coast Fish House. Find a location near you at pacificcatch.com.
Well, 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 look who we have on the line all the way from, is it Colorado today? Is that right, Mike?
Yes, sir, Colorado Springs.
Oh, my God. Now, what is the weather like in Colorado Springs?
I think it's going to be a nice high of like 20-something today.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, now here's something I don't understand. Because you guys are in Colorado Springs. You have the Monday, is it the Monday night game against
Arizona, right?
Against Arizona in Mexico, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's right.
Okay, so you're playing, you're practicing in Colorado to get ready for the altitude and get, I guess, acclimatized to it. However, did they account for the fact that it's 20 degrees and it's not that in Mexico?
I think they have accounted for it, but I think the body adjusts a little bit better to that than the altitude. So we're picking our poisons, I guess.
Now, why is it that you guys didn't go to Mexico for a week?
I'm sure that's a logistical nightmare planning and finding fields and facilities that'll fit our whole team for a whole week.
Yeah.
So I think this is probably just a little bit easier. And, I'm not in those decision-making meetings. So mm-hmm. I just do what I'm just doing what I'm told.
So are you practicing indoors or outdoors?
I believe we are outdoors today. Yes.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Where is the facility in Colorado Springs?
So we're actually practicing at the Air Force Academy.
I have actually been on that base before. My kid was playing hockey. Their facilities are top notch, aren't they?
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. I mean, the whole campus and everything is huge, and it's really a special place. So we got to tour around a little bit the last 2 days, and pretty cool to meet all the people. And so it'll be a fun week as long as everybody's got their cold gear.
Now, do you like doing these international games? Have you done one before?
No, this will be my first one.
Really? Because normally when they do these international games, they go to and I do know they have been in Mexico before, but normally when they do the international games, the teams are in those cities for the whole week when you guys play Europe and that kind of thing. And I'm just kind of curious, is your fiance with you on this trip at all? Or
No, she is not. She's back at home.
Anyone bringing their family to Mexico?
They might be. I'm sure a bunch of people are going to wind up being there, but they are most are meeting us in Mexico. They are not in Colorado.
Gotcha. Okay.
So when do you guys leave for Mexico City out of Colorado Springs?
I believe we leave Sunday morning.
So this is kind of like a whirlwind trip for you guys, even though you're gone all week.
It is definitely. We're definitely moving and shaking a little bit, but you know, from all of what the science says and all that kind of stuff, it should be beneficial to us by the time Monday night rolls around. So as long as, you know, you can get that little, you know, incremental bits of getting better, you know, while you're working, you know, it'll all be worth it.
All right. So I know you guys plan everything around these trips and logistics, and you guys try to think of everything. At least the trip planning crew does. You get to Mexico City on Sunday. You'll be spending all day Sunday and Sunday night there before the game Monday night. Is there a plan to make sure that nobody on the team gets the runs during the game Monday night?
I'm sure we are not. We're not going to be drinking the tap water. That's for sure.
Have you been to Mexico before?
And the coaches need to stay off the blended drinks.
Yeah. So have you been to Mexico before?
I've been to Cabo, never to Mexico City.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We wish you luck staying away from the water because it's like the ice cubes. I mean, you've got to watch it when you're there.
Yeah, don't slip up. That could be disastrous.
Yeah.
I will not. I'll make sure I don't do that.
And I'm sure Jimmy G is making sure that whoever's playing center is not drinking the water either.
Yeah, that could be an issue too. That would be a first for me. I've never seen that happen before.
Hey, if we see 10 guys huddled around you at the side of the field, we know you drank water there.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, Mike, good luck and stay warm this week. And I hope you enjoy Mexico. Get us a win.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, Mike. Thanks. Right, Have a great game.
All right, there.
Mike. Those are some good observations.
Right?
Yeah.
And let me say this. And Chasta, you're going to Mexico next week.
I am. I'm going to Puerto Vallarta next week.
The water, but you're a world traveler.
I am, yes.
Okay.
I've been in far more sketchy places than Puerto Vallarta.
Did you ever get sick from, like,
I did in India.
Like foreign cuisine?
I got, what they call in India is deli belly.
Okay.
And so, I got deli belly.
And that's from the water there and
water
that kind of thing?
Water and or food, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the preparation, I guess I should say.
Gotcha. Because if you have salad, they
exactly,
wash
the washing of the vegetables
right,
and things
water.
Like that. Right, exactly. Yeah. So you think you're being
you
careful.
You think you have a great drink, but you get ice cubes.
But sometimes it sneaks up on you.
Right? Don't they have open sewage running through the streets and stuff in India, parts of India?
In some areas, yeah. In the more rural areas. Yeah.
There's drainage right there in a ditch.
But I have to take up for them because that makes it sound really bad. It's a beautiful place and I would go back many times. I love it. I'm taking you boys when I go back.
No freaking way. No.
Not in on that one.
Yeah. I would pay big money to see Lamont. No,
that ain't going to happen.
Lamont and Tonelli.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.